This is Community Conversation. I'm Dale Gartner, and on the program, we're going to be talking about another great event that's going to be coming up in downtown Tecumseh. And so happy to have with me to talk more about it, Rhonda Nowak, who is the City of Tecumseh Marketing and Events Coordinator. Rhonda, it's good to have you with us.
Good morning. How are you?
Good, good. Well, you know what?
Or what day are we? I'm not even sure where I am, Dale.
Good day.
Yeah, that works. Good day.
Anyway, you know, there's always something happening in downtown Tecumseh in which makes it, you know, such an exciting place to be and to be able to come to. And you've got something coming up this weekend.
We do. We have a new event coming up this weekend. I decided to, as people say, get out of the box and do something a little different. So we have Wackadoodle Day in Tecumseh on the 20th and Saturday from 10 to 5. Our day gets kicked off with our annual pet parade, which everybody loves. It's so much fun to see the pets strolling down the main street. And this year's theme is movie mashup. So pick your favorite movie character, dress your pet up, and come strut your stuff down Chicago Boulevard for everybody to see. We've had things like Mary Poppins or Harry Potter or The Great Gatsby.
Oh, I love that.
All of those. So use your imagination and let's have some fun with this. So that kicks off our event at 10 a.m. on Saturday morning.
Now, do they need to come ahead of time just a little bit before that, Rhonda?
Yes, a little bit before that. We do have pre-registration if people are interested online.
Okay.
They can go to the downtowndecumseh.com website, and there's a form on our events that they can pre-register for if they want to, or if they don't get to it and they want to come that morning, they can register that morning. I would recommend they be there between 9 and 9:30 so that they're ready for lineup, and the parade will kick off right at 10 o'clock.
Okay.
So they need to come a little bit before that. The lineup starts at South Pearl Street and West Chicago Boulevard across from Martin's Home Center.
Sure.
We'll be on that grassy lot there, and that's where the parade will begin.
Okay.
It is also where the parade will end. So it just goes through the downtown area. We loop around and come back to that same spot. So
nice.
It's a great kickoff to the fun and wackiness of the weekend.
Wackadoodle.
Wackadoodle. And when we're done with the pet parade, we have silly games to play. So everybody likes to play a little putt-putt golf. Well, we've put that putt-putt golf on its head, and now it's flamingo golf.
Oh.
And you'll be golfing with flamingos.
I love it.
So instead of, hey, using a golf club to putt your ball, you'll use a flamingo. So we'll see how good you really are at putt-putt. We also have our loop de noodle, which if you're fun with pool noodles and you have a really good aim, I've created this looped noodle, and you have to throw the pool noodles through the loops and see if you can get through all six loops. Sounds pretty easy. Well, I tested it out on our city staff, and they found out it's not that easy. So people need to practice up throwing your noodles and come for that game. We also have a candy bar hoopla, which is where we have stuffed pillows that look like candy bars. And you have to toss those pillows into the hula hoops that are out on the ground and see if you can get it in. Then our other one is the screaming chicken. So we have a chicken
toss.
I'm loving
all these titles.
I know, they're just fun.
I love them.
The screaming chicken toss. So we have plastic chickens, and you have to toss the chickens in and see if you get 3 jelly beans or whether you get 25 chicken nuggets or a dozen eggs.
Yeah.
What ring can you hit with the chicken? So just a lot of fun. We just try to take some basic games and twist them up a little bit and make it a little wacky.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
That's wackadoodle. I love it.
It is.
Yeah.
And then we also have a special little character that we've created called Sir Doodleworth. Say that 10 times fast. Well, Sir Doodleworth came to town early and lost his lucky socks in all the stores.
Uh-oh.
So I need everybody to come and help him find his lucky socks. So you'll take a scavenger hunt through all the stores and find all the crazy socks from Sir Doodleworth.
I love it.
So it should be a fun weekend. We have little drawings that'll be on the sidewalk for people to participate with. That old game of walking across lava and trying to get from one side of the room to the other without touching the lava on the floor.
Ooh.
Well, we're going to do that on the sidewalk and see if you can cross the sidewalk without falling into the lava.
This is good stuff, Rhonda.
We have really stepped out of the box on this one, and we want people to come and just be silly, crazy with us and have some fun.
Now, is this going to be happening just at one certain time on June 20th? Or
it's all day long from 10 until 5. You can play any of these games. We'll have them set up for people. You can play all day long. You can shop all day. Anything you want to do, we're playing out there. The farmer's market's open that weekend. So you can go do the farmer's market from 9 to 1 down at the market on Evans. You can come back and play some more games. You can do a little more shopping, have some lunch. It's just going to be a fun day of being silly and having a good time.
I like it. And, you know, during the warmer months, why not?
Yes.
You know, to be able to be outside and have some fun, Rhonda.
Absolutely. So you can come with your kids. You can bring your friends. You know, we don't care if you come by yourself, as long as you come and have fun.
That's
the
right.
whole goal.
Yeah,
so.
That's right.
Yeah.
So the chalk part of it on the sidewalk about mm-hmm. the lava, is that going to be at a certain location downtown?
I haven't disclosed that yet.
Oh.
And you're going to have to come on it upon surprise.
Okay.
So we'll get that, and people will just be walking along, and all of a sudden it'll be lava. So we'll see if they can figure it out. We have a spinner game that's going to be out on the sidewalk for people to play. Things like pretend you're walking through peanut butter. You know, so things that people can take pictures of, take videos of, you know, the sillier the better.
Yeah.
And if you want to dress up crazy and come to Wackadoodle Day, all the merrier. We
That's
love it.
That's right, yeah.
I've tried to encourage our merchants that, you know, dress up, be funny, have a funny hat, wear funny clothes, you know, have some games. And some of the merchants will be having some games in their stores as well.
Oh, nice.
So you can wander around and play the games outside, or you can go into some of the stores and play games. So we've tried to mix it up for everybody.
You sure have, and I think this is really neat, and that the fact that you'll have the downtown businesses getting involved with it as well is going to be a lot of fun, too, and especially finding that guy's socks.
I know. I mean, who wants to lose their socks?
I tell you, yeah. So, you got to have those socks, that's
yeah,
for sure.
Yeah, and they are some crazy socks, I will tell you. They're crazy, so you'll find them, but it'll be a fun time. And the pet parade is everybody's love, so
yeah,
it's a great time.
You know, that's been going on for a number of years now. And you're right, Rhonda. A lot of people look forward to that.
They really do. And we try to take into consideration it is warmer months.
Yeah.
So our local fire department, the Tecumseh Fire Department, is going to be on hand. And they will spray down the pavement before the parade begins.
Good idea.
So the fresh pavement won't be as hot for the pets. That's why we do it at 10 in the morning, because the pavement isn't as hot.
Mm-hmm.
So we do take those precautions so the animals are safe. You know, we don't want anybody's animals getting hurt or causing a problem.
Yeah.
And we do check that. Michelle Crandall from Pets in Focus is our chairman of the pet parade, and she does check what that temperature, that asphalt is before we start. If it's too hot, then we don't let them go on. We'll do the parade in the grass.
Oh,
but
sure.
We do have the fire department there to water down that pavement to cool it off for them.
What a great idea.
Yeah.
That's a wonderful idea.
Yeah, gets them involved too.
Sure enough, yeah. That's all part of it.
Yeah.
Another reason to come to downtown Tecumseh on June 20th.
Yes, we want you all to be there on that Saturday from 10 to 5.
And again, I know I've said this many times when you've been on the program, Rhonda, is that, you know, if you don't have the opportunity to come down to downtown Tecumseh, when you have these events, this is a great excuse to come down and see exactly all the things you have downtown Tecumseh.
We do. We have a large variety of places to shop, places to eat, different services that are downtown. We have a very full downtown and lots to choose from. So if you can't find it in one store, the owners will send you somewhere else to find it. So they help each other, which is really nice in our community, the camaraderie between our businesses.
Absolutely, absolutely. And another nice thing, plenty of parking in Tecumseh.
Tons of parking.
Tons of
behind
tons.
Every one of our stores is a big parking lot. You can park on the side streets. You can park on Chicago Boulevard. You can find parking anywhere. You just have to look a little bit sometimes when it's busy.
That's right. That's right. Well, you know, the thing is that come on down to downtown Tecumseh. Wackadoodle Day. June 20th, and the times
are 10 to 5.
10 to 5, all
and
right.
If you want more information, go to our downtowndecumseh.com website, or we do have an event posted on our Facebook page.
And again, to register, if you want to participate in the pet parade?
Absolutely. Go to the downtowndecumseh.com website under events, under the June events. You'll
okay.
find the Wackadoodle event going on, and there's a link right there that you can click on and fill out the form right online.
Wonderful. You have so many great events in downtown Tecumseh, Rhonda.
Thanks. We tend to mix it up.
You do.
Yeah.
And it's wonderful. And it's a great place to be able to come down to enjoy yourself and just have some fun.
Yep. It's a great time, and I hope people will come out and enjoy it and have a good great time. That's what it's all about, is being out there with friends and family and meeting people and just having a good time.
That's right. That's right. Well, I know you have more coming up in the near future.
We do.
And to come see, and I know you'll be back to talk to, more with us about those upcoming events, too. So be listening for the next time that Rhonda comes on and talks about the next big thing in Tecumseh.
Absolutely. I'll be glad to be back.
Okay, great. We'll look forward to it, Rhonda.
Thank you so much.
Rhonda Nowak, the City of Tecumseh Marketing and Events Coordinator here on Community Conversation. I'm Dale Gartner, and we'll talk again soon.